Hey guys, you are listening to ARPA's Archives. I'm your host, ARPA. Welcome! Hello! Okay, so let's address the elephant in the room. I've been gone for like 5 weeks, and I just wish I had a perfect excuse, but I don't. Because honestly, it's super weird. Like, time has been like going by very fast. And I'm like, whoa, like, I swear I just recorded the first episode yesterday. So a month has flown by. This is gonna be more so like an update episode on my life in the past month. Yeah, also I'm pretty sure I set my expectations like too high. Like, this is obviously really fun for me and I like doing this, but like, maybe every week is doing too much. Maybe I'm gonna do like bi-weekly and kind of see how that goes, but it's honestly just like whatever happens happens. I won't be gone for like another month, so I'm not gonna do that, but I'm just gonna try my best. That's all I'm gonna say. And, oh my gosh, guys, we have to acknowledge the new cover art. Oh my gosh, it's super pretty. I'm literally in love. Like, my cousin is amazingly talented. He made it. He's such an artist. He's amazing. And, like, he's an artist, and, like, a musical artist, too. And his name is Manny. You should check him out. And you should go listen to his single, Do For Love, and I will like put that in the description. He's amazing, and he made this like wonderful super pretty cover art, and I was just like explaining to him like what this podcast is going to be about, and he just created that in like 5 minutes. I was like, oh, you talented. But yeah. Okay, so I did not forget, guys, mental health check-in. How have you guys been? If you haven't checked in with yourself today, I am your reminder, and I always will be. So take a minute, breathe, ask yourself how you're really doing. Like, just check in with yourself for a little bit. And since this is an update video, I'm gonna be like really transparent about like stuff that are going on in my life, stuff that I've been like dealing with, like, you know, how I've been. So in this very moment, I'm pretty good. I'm definitely like at like a 10, a 9, a 10, you know, I'm good. Earlier today, I went to a paint bar with my friend Mia and my friend Dorian. It was a good time. Love them. Always a good time with them. I'm feeling pretty good. I took a nap too, like after we got back, and I've been semi-productive, and I'm just like feeling good today, you know. I've also been watching 16, if you guys remember that show. It's amazing. Like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm just like reliving my childhood. And I had some frozen grapes today because it was really hot. It's 80 degrees and I really hate the heat. Like, I just think it's gross, so I needed something to, like, you know, cool me off. I just really think we need to bring back winter. Like, that's where it's at. I love winter. But yeah, besides my day, like, today, if I'm being honest, like, over the past month, I've been going through it. I've been struggling a little bit, and it's just, like, the usual ups and downs that come with like mental health struggles, you know. I'm really grateful that I have like an amazing support system and people around me who care for me and are always here for me, and people who just make life worth living, honestly. Like, I just have amazing relationships and I'm very grateful. And I'm also just, like, grateful that I'm able to function most days. It's, like, for the most part, it's, like, hard having to, like, I don't want to say pretend, because I'm not pretending that I'm okay, but it's, like, hard to get through the day without allowing myself to express what I'm really feeling, because a lot of the time I don't want to be, like, a Debbie Downer, like, a negative Nancy just like ruin the mood and like talk about how I feel, like break down in tears. Like, I don't want to do that all the time. And that part is kind of hard because I just like go throughout my day like either feeling completely anxious or just depressed, and I just have to get through the day, act like everything's okay. And sometimes it's just hard. Like, sometimes I just want to be able to feel everything that I feel without having to like cover it up. I don't like, it's just like interesting because sometimes I don't want to be strong. And like, that's the thing, I don't feel like we have to be strong all the time, because it's really just like you feel what you feel, and it gets to a point where you just can't hide it anymore. So I've really just been releasing those feelings, not trying too hard to like pretend I'm okay when I'm not, because that, like, when that happens, like when you're like, okay, I'm just gonna pretend I'm fine, it makes it harder to like seek help and become comfortable with acknowledging that. So yeah, it's been kind of a challenge. And then like on top of that, just like getting through school and being able to get stuff done, like this past week especially has been incredibly like difficult, because I'm someone who literally lives off of like being productive, and like clearly breaks are not a thing to me. Like, I definitely need to take more breaks. My friend, it's really funny, my friend calls me a capitalist for this very reason, and I think it's so funny, it's so random, but I'm always like go go go, and I just live off of being productive and like doing stuff. But like, to me, I kind of use school as a distraction. Like, it's my time away from my negative thoughts. I'm like, girl, you have an exam, like get up, we don't have time for this, okay? Like, we can deal with our emotions later, we can cry later, right now you got work to do. So it's just kind of like I do what I gotta do, and I'm actually grateful for that I can, like most days I can still get stuff done. But I also think about like, if I care more about my grades than I do my mental health, and I think about that a lot, because like, no, I'm really saying like academic validation has me in a chokehold for real. Like, I don't necessarily think that like my academic life is more important than my mental health and just like my personal life. Like, it's definitely not. I just feel like I get so caught up in like trying to get my work done, trying to get all A's and all this stuff, and then I end up neglecting my mental health. Yeah, and that just happens until it gets hard again, because literally this week I have had a quiz to take, like notes to take first, and then like watching lectures and all that before my quiz. And when I tell you, those tabs on my computer were open for like 5 days. I really couldn't get anything done. I would just like look at it and literally not be able to bring myself to do anything. I've been sleeping a lot, like a lot. It's kind of concerning. So yeah. But like, I feel too that like sometimes when I'm like really low, that's when I put in like the most work towards school, and because of that, I've like, my grades have never been, or just like my performance in school has never been like super bad to the point where like my teachers or like my parents question me like, girl, what's going on, like are you okay? Because the whole time I'm like putting that energy into my schoolwork, but I'm not okay. And yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. But all that to say, I'm fine. I'm just like being open about this, because this is like a mental health podcast, and I feel like I'm gonna use it as a journal Well, in some ways, because I'm not about to share my whole life story, but, like, you know, I'm, like, comfortable in here. And I think, like, too, like, I like that I don't know who's listening. I mean, that's kind of, like, actually kind of scary. But I just feel like it's, you listen and you go. Take what you want from it, you know? I'm not like, oh my gosh, this person's listening to it, this person's listening to it. It's just kind of, like, out there. And, like, yeah. But, yeah, I just wanted to be open about that. And partly, too, because I've been called a hypocrite. I've been called a hypocrite for, like, preaching about, like, mental health and taking care of yourself, but not taking care of my own. And, like, sure, you can say I'm a hypocrite, but it's just, like, no one knows how hard this fight has, like, been and how many times I could have actually given up, but I'm still here. Like, even if I can't get out of bed, even if I isolate myself, and even if I'm really just, like, hating life in that moment, I'm still here. And I feel like that in and of itself shows that I'm trying, you know? Like, being called a hypocrite because I'm struggling is actually, like, really hurtful to me. And it's also, like, many people who are, like, mental health advocates are passionate about this because they've experienced, like, a mental health challenge, or they've watched someone go through something like that, and they have, like, an understanding of it and don't want people to feel alone because they're struggling, you know? And for the longest time, I kind of held on to that, like, thinking that, like, I'm being fake, I'm being a hypocrite. And, like, even though, like, logically, I know I'm not, it still kind of hurts. And, a lot of the time, I just feel like it's gonna get in the way of, like, my future and what I hope to accomplish. So, I'm still, like, trying to get past that. It's a work in progress. We're gonna get there. But yeah, that's that. And I feel like every day is just, like, one step towards healing. Like, healing really is a journey, and it's not linear. And that's, like, one of the hardest things to come to terms with, because it's like, I would just love to wake up and, like, not have to worry about, like, depression. Like, I just want to wake up and be like, depression, what's that? Never heard of it. Like, I just wish it could be like a I just turn it off type of thing. But I'm learning to give myself more grace, and I think you should too, whoever's listening to this. But yeah, it's definitely a journey. It's definitely a roller coaster, but we make it through all of our bad days. We're still here. And something that I have to remember, and I hope you remember too, is if we give up, we'll never be able to see it through the way it was meant to be. And we didn't make it this far to only make it this far. Like, that's a reminder to myself, but also to you guys. It's so hard, but I feel like we've made it this far. Like, we can't give up now. But, okay, on a lighter note, that was a lot. On a lighter note, guys, there are 2 more months until graduation. Oh my gosh, I just feel like it hasn't sunk in yet. Like, I'm so excited. I'm a little bit sad because, like college is gonna be over. Like, what? I feel like I just got here. I'm definitely more excited than, like, sad. It's like, okay, like, it's not that deep. But, I'm like, dang, like, I really did that. Like, oh my gosh, college is, it's been an amazing, like, experience for me. 3 years of just, like, amazingness and just, like, growth and just, like, learning about myself and just, like, learning so many things. Like, I'm just so excited for, like, the future. Like, I'm so happy. Like, wow, I feel, like, so grown and, like, independent and just, like, happy with what I've accomplished and, like, you know, Because I was, like, also thinking, like, is there anything I could have done differently during my college career? Or, like, is there anything that I didn't do that I wish I had done? And it's, like, I was really thinking hard. But I was, like, I really wouldn't, like, change anything. Like, I feel like my journey has been amazing. And, yeah, so I'm very excited. And I'm just so excited. Like, I just can't wait. Oh, my God. It's going to be so surreal. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, that's actually just everything that's been, like, going on in my life. I'm still, like, doing a lot of stuff to, like, prepare for grad school. Which that'll be, like, its own episode. I need to make sure that I am just, like, ready and, like, prepared enough to, like, talk about that, because it's a lot and I don't want to, like, give out false information. But yeah, that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you for listening. The next episode I'm planning to do, and this is not certain because I'm just talking, but I'm either gonna do like 5 things I'm doing to take care of myself or like to better myself, or I might do like a get to know me thing, like answer some questions, because I'm realizing that you guys don't really know me. I mean, like, because in the first episode I was really just like, hey, my name's Arba, like, hey, how you doing, mental health check-in, and I really just left it like that. But I feel like just to make things a little bit personal, I should like answer some questions or like tell you guys a little bit more about me. But yeah, those are my plans, and I have many like ideas for like future episodes. It's really just a matter of like recording them. But you know, they'll come, so you guys have plenty of stuff to look forward to. I'm excited. I will not be taking another break for a month. Please trust me, I will not. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a great day, night, afternoon, I don't know, wherever you're, like, whenever you're listening to this. Just take care of yourself. And yeah, bye.